ABC Radio Australia.
It's been a month since a massive 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck PNG's Eastern Highlands, but local NGOs and community leaders say scores of people are still in desperate need of help. Students were displaced and many others left homeless, and there are fears that the real toll could be much higher, with communities cut off by landslides. Dubrovka Volodar has more.
The earthquake damaged buildings, roads and telecommunication towers and led to at least 7 deaths. The epicenter was near PNG's remote Highlands region. Billy Elia, chair of the Red Cross in the Eastern Highlands, says 3 weeks on and they're still seeing the effects of the disaster.
The latest is 1,776 students. They are currently displaced and some students are residing in the town, while 50 students have decided to stay in a small classroom and they are overcrowded.
Cassie Sawang is the Member of Parliament for Rai Coast in Madang Province.
They have over 1,000 people that they are actually taking care of. And I have another group, around 325 of them, down at Slido stations. They had this violence and killings related to sorcery and death before. And on top of that, the earthquake has further disturbed them. So the assistance coming from the government is quite slow. So actually, my district has entered into a MOU with the faith-based organization. So they actually are delivering the much-needed relief and assistance at the moment.
Chris Walker from the Christian group New Tribes Mission has been delivering some of that aid.
Among medication and food and clothing that we've been asked to help with to help the displaced people, we've also actually been asked to send a number of temporary shelter tarps and or canvas so that people can still have shelter because houses were damaged in the earthquake. So it's just one humanitarian crisis on top of another.
Cassie Sawang says some communities at the heart of the epicenter have not received help. Roads have been inaccessible because of landslides and mobile towers have been destroyed.
These remote villagers, they told me like their life is in constant fear now after the earthquake because of the landslides.
Back in the Eastern Highlands, Billy Elia says walking is the only way to get to communities. In some places, landslides have blocked paths, and even if roads are clear, he says there's no vehicles for his team to use.
A lot of people need help like basic necessities, cooking utensils and bedding and water containers. The government didn't do a site assessment too. No help has been coming from other NGOs too, especially the remote areas. So we can't access because we don't have the vehicle.
Valachi Cagliata is the Secretary General of the Red Cross in PNG.
We've responded to one province, which is Medang province, but we're yet to respond to the other two provinces, Morobe and Eastern Highlands.
He says it's difficult taking relief supplies, including non-food items, to about 200 affected families in Morobe and the Eastern Highlands.
The reason is that we don't have NFIs, so trying to ship NFIs from Brisbane or Kuala Lumpur.
The Red Cross's Valachi Cagliata, ending that report by Dubrovka Volodar.